This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck, in front of Sam's Club on the Bismarck Expressway. With what's on your mind today? Why are we here? Well, one, it's Christmas time, so it's a good time to come to Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2, take advantage of some great deals. We also have some Christmas gifts for our fine listeners. Your choice of MyPillow. While they last, the MyPillows are here. I brought some MyPillows. I also have some copies of the book Grassroots. It was Todd's idea. You want me to bring them to the Cape Fire
House? If you run out, let me know, because I do have a few here from the holiday open house yet.
All right, so I have some more of those. We also have Mall of America passes, so if you're doing a little trip to the Mall of America, kind of a fun pack. So come on by and see us and pick up some goodies. We also have a set of MyPillow towels. If you'd like to have a free set of MyPillow towels, one little condition. We're going to have you get in a Finleo sauna here at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And 5 minutes in the sauna, you'll get why we rave about it here. Okay, so all that and more at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck location today. Stop by and see us. Busy show today. Kelly Armstrong will be here, the congressman that represents North Dakota. Senator John Hovind, who, of course, represents North Dakota as well. Governor Doug Burgum and folks from the University of Mary to talk about prior learning. Vince Webker will be here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. So a lot going on. Without any further ado, we start with Governor Doug Burgum. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Glad to have you on the program today. A lot to cover, so I want to get right to it here. One is the Phase 1 China trade deal on the heels of a breakthrough with Nancy Pelosi and the USMCA. What does that mean for North Dakota?
Well, Scott, this is a fantastic piece of news for North Dakota. And, the only thing that could have been better is if the Democratic-controlled House would have passed this thing 6 months ago when it was approved by Canada and Mexico. But it is what it is. It's a fantastic trade agreement. It's better than NAFTA in every aspect. The three main economic engines for North Dakota, agriculture, energy, and technology. It makes improvements across all of that. And, of course, everybody knows it's incredibly important, not just to our country, but to North Dakota, because Canada and Mexico are North Dakota's two biggest trading partners. Our state did over $7 billion of exports last year, with the majority of that going to Canada. And a big chunk of that is has to do with energy exports. But number two behind that is, machinery and ag, most of it's ag manufacturing, the great products that are manufactured in North Dakota, and also agricultural products. And so in processed foods, ag and energy make up the bulk of that $7 billion. And this is, fantastic that this thing is going to get signed and really, really, really make a difference for the country and for North Dakota.
How would you assess the performance of the folks that are across the table from the Chinese, the experts on the trade here on this one? I know that China originally agreed to a deal, then pulled back completely. There's been lots of rhetoric flying both ways. How did Ambassador Lighthizer and his crew, the Trump administration, do you believe, on negotiating this deal?
Well, I've had a chance to meet with the trade representative Lighthizer in Washington, D.C. Multiple times. And I think Guy is a brilliant negotiator. I think that he and the president make a great team. I think they have been, they've been tough. And one of the great things about in negotiations, if you're predictable, then the other side, knows how to play you. But if you're unpredictable, and tough, then it makes it very tough to negotiate against people like that. And I think we finally are in a position. China, they're great negotiators. They play the long game, and long game to them isn't 1 year. It might be 100 years. And so that's been a challenge. And one of the things which I know we always talk about ag, which is critically important, but for our country, the technology components that are in both USMCA and in the China trade deal are really significant. I mean, when NAFTA was created 30 years ago, I mean, it was, you know, dial-up internet was barely a thing. And now when you're in a world where, you know, technology is embedded in every, you know, every automobile and every piece of ag machinery, it's a critical part of these agreements. And I think what's happened with, you know, China is remarkable. We finally have had a someone who's been willing to stand up to China through an election cycle. Remember what happened a year ago, which is, you know, when the Chinese put the tariffs on soybeans, they were doing that to try to target the congressional districts that had supported President Trump. It was a strategy to influence the U.S. election by selectively putting tariffs on products from places to try to erode support. And, you know, the United States and this administration held tough through that last election. And then here we are, you know, got them to the table. White House told me that they didn't even really come to the table till after last year's election. And now here we are with a historic phase one new agreement, and we've done a lot of stuff about this. And there still is tariffs. We still have tariffs on $370 billion worth of Chinese goods. And those are, you know, 25% tariffs on $370 billion. You do the math. That is still real leverage to negotiate phase two. So to get this to where they're talking about doubling the amount of ag products they're buying from the U.S., we're in a fantastic spot and big advances on the Chinese deal in terms of intellectual property.
What is the state of North Dakota's economy right now?
Say again, Scott, I missed that.
Yeah, what is it? What assess the economy of North Dakota right now. How do you assess the state of our economy?
Well, I'd say we're, first of all, you know, our economy really is driven by entrepreneurs. I mean, every farmer in our state is an entrepreneur. They're running their own businesses. Every rancher, they're, you know, risk-taking, putting their old capital at work, you know, hiring their own folks. I mean, so these are not, and they're not just small businesses. Some of these are large businesses. And then, of course, our energy industry, private sector, really developed by the, you know, hardworking, risk-taking entrepreneurs. And you know, both of those industries compete in global markets. I mean, when we had the crash in the energy sector a few years ago here, it was because OPEC was trying to put shale producers out of business. And how did, you know, Americans responded? They responded with perseverance, the ingenuity, creativity, innovation, lowered their break-even cost. And now we have a thriving energy sector in North Dakota. Even though the price of oil is down, they've got their break-even points even lower. And the same, you know, in agriculture, we've got the best farmers and ranchers in the world, and they're constantly working on how to produce more with fewer inputs and being more efficient, less labor inputs, more sophistication in what they're doing. And if we can get to a level playing field, we know that our, you know, our energy producers and our ag producers, we can compete with anybody in the world as long as we've got a level playing field. And that's what this administration is fighting for.
I've heard a lot of people say that we're naive if we don't think that the ripple effect of a very tough few years in agriculture combined with, you know, bad weather this year and everything else is not going to hit Main Street. Basically that, you know, the impact in farm country is going to come, you know, and be seen in, you know, less sales at the car dealer and at the grocery store and everything else. Do you subscribe to that theory that there will be a ripple effect on Main Street?
Well, I certainly, I'll just talk about the weather related. I mean, we do have, you know, federal programs that are in place and I think important and necessary, but take prevent plant. So if we get into another, we had a late spring last year, some acres didn't get in, people can apply for a federal program and they can get a payment, to do that. But if they do that, then they're not buying, you know, the seed and the fertilizer and the fuel they are to put that crop in. They're not hiring, you know, the spraying services to spray that. So whenever we've got a, you know, direct support for the producers, which is important because they're the economic engine that drives that. There is a ripple effect back to people that provide the inputs, but it's all, you know, it's all a necessary part of it, because again, there's, ag, we're competing in the global world, but we know that around the world, European Union and others, you know, the subsidies are extreme in terms of what they provide for their ag community. And so we're a long ways away from a level playing field, but the China deal, because China is a big market. I mean, they were buying $24 billion of farm products in 2017. And if Lighthizer said the other day that they're going to move that to $40 or $50 billion. That's a big opportunity for American producers.
You have asked the White House for a presidential disaster declaration for flooding from the heavy rain, the snowstorm back in August that caused about $9.7 million in damage. When do you expect an answer? I only have about 30 seconds left for your answer, but when do you expect an answer, and what kind of an impact do you see that having?
We don't know that we'll get an answer before Christmas. The USDA turned around the sectarial disaster declaration just over a week, sunny Purdue, when we had 47 of 53 counties that lost more than 30% of one crop to qualify for that. The presidential ones sometimes take a little longer, but I expect we'll hear in the first part of the year, and that's an important next step for us to start, rebuilding infrastructure.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you as always. Governor Doug Burgum, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. As much challenging times we've seen agriculture through here these last few months and the difficult times, there's some great things on the horizon, and I'm glad the governor told us about that. More with Senator Hoban next.
Now is the time to buy a hot tub. Why? Up to 70% off the price of a new one right now at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with their pre-owned blowout sale. They have over 50 hot tubs starting at $4,500 up to $79.99. What a range. From $4,500 to about $8,000, you could be in a hot tub and have every day made better thanks to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And much more affordable than ever. 12 months, no interest, no payments. Warranty. Pre-owned certified. This is the one to buy at a great deal right now. Try it at incredible prices, and you'll love the hot tub experience because every day is made better at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The pre-owned blowout sale with up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Call Ben for all the details, 701-238-5892, 238-5892, or stop at 601 Main Avenue West, the pre-owned showroom in West Fargo. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Got to do that rocking around the Christmas tree thing. Of course we do. Brought to you in part today by our friends at NAC Diesel. CJ and the team hard at it as we speak right now. And if you don't yet have an appointment to get that diesel humming in 2020, now would be the day to do it. 701-258-5011. He has some products that can get your mileage improved by quite a bit, too. Heard some great stories about that from folks firsthand. So it works. DAC Diesel, leading repair and maintenance shop. specializing in diesel vehicles. So we're talking, we could be a semi, we could be a tractor, we could be a truck, whatever it is, anything diesel. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Texter says, UConn's, I assume that means conservatives, I don't know. UConn's are, could be like a convict too, I guess, I don't know. UConn's are blowing smoke on USMCA. Todd, you've been blowing smoke again on USMCA, haven't you? Federal Reserve Kaplan just stated that USMCA benefits mostly Mexico. So little difference between NAFTA and USMCA, it's hardly worth mentioning. All sizzle, very little steak. Huh.
Then why did Pelosi like it so much better then?
Well, finally she did. You're right. But, you know, I would also say, you know, this Kaplan and this Roger that is texting us must not know anybody in the grain business, because we at the short end of the stick on grading our grain at the border, and that was changed. That was specifically Trump that changed that. Huge difference. Huge for North Dakota growers. So, you know, Mr. Kaplan, Mr. Roger might be clueless on that, but they ought to school themselves up a little bit. Talk to dairy folks about the difference there. I mean, there's many examples. But, you know, it's funny. Critics of this president will stop at nothing to criticize him, even if it means...
But if you're going to play the party card, your own party liked it better now, so you can't play the party card.
You got a good point there, Todd. You absolutely do. No question about it. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks for having us here, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's great to have you here.
I just want to hang out right here. I mean, what's not to love? I can't decide what hot tub to get into, what sauna to get into. I mean,
it's a cruel, cold world out there. This is the place, the warm, happy place to get away from it all.
We can, right here.
That's right.
And anything I see here, if I wanted it in my backyard before Christmas, in my basement, in my family room, you can do it?
If we have it, we're going to do it.
So that's the news today, and also some really good financing deals.
Yeah, we mentioned 12 months, no interest, no payments, but we also have a great deal with 60 months, no interest, with payments, and you wouldn't have to make your first payment until May. Boy, I can't wait till May anyway, right?
No, no kidding. You're talking, you know, if you go with Bubble Hockey, $25 a month. If you go with the best hot tub money can buy with a Grande, what are they, you know, like $238 or something a month, $300 a month. It's pretty cheap, so. And in addition to that, it's wellness. It's you know, relaxation. It's, you know, having a reset every night, right?
You know, and wellness is going to mean something different to everybody. And we would just love the opportunity to talk to you and give you all the different wellness aspects of a sauna and a hot tub. But just sum it up this way, and it is 100% reality. You get out better than you got in. I don't know many products out there that can deliver that.
My wife and I have a Vanguard hot tub, and the kids are coming home for Christmas now, and you know they'll be out there giggling, having a good time. Their friends come over, they have a good time. Marie and I go out there 15 minutes a night, you know, just relax a little bit, have a quick chat, you know, that you don't get a chance to do much as you know, busy parents and moms and dads and everything going on. So, and every time we get in there, we say, you know, why don't we do this more often? Why aren't we out here?
Yeah. That's just it. You need to make it a ritual. I here's one ritual out there. I talked to a customer. I was asking me, going to the Bison game Saturday, and like, nope, I got the best seat in the house. I'm going to sit out in my hot tub for the next 3 hours and watch the game, and that's what I look forward to every weekend.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And if you stop and see us at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck location, 2706 Rock Island, off the expressway in front of Walmart, take your pick. We have a lot of goodies today. Mall of America giveaways, my pillow giveaways, my book, Grassroots. And if you hop in a sauna for 5 minutes and tell us how much you love it, you got a set of the brand new My Pillow towels. Senator John Hoeven is checking in with us on What's on Your Mind. Senator, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for doing a wonderful job hosting us with Senator Kramer and Congressman Armstrong last week. Our listeners had a real treat by having all three of you in a photo with them, so that was fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a great group, and you filled those capital stairs inside. That was kind of fun.
It was. So I know you've been working hard on disaster funding, and you secured an additional $1.5 billion yesterday. Tell us what this will do.
Yeah, really important, because it's been such a tough year for our farmers and ranchers, not only the low prices, but then, you know, the trade negotiations and then the weather. It's just been an incredible challenge for them. And so this is $1.5 billion to make sure that we can get them through this tough stretch. But then I also included provisions. As you know, I chair AgriProp, so this is in the Ag Appropriations Bill, which House will vote on probably sometime today, and then we'll vote later in the week. But not only the funding, but also provisions that are really important. For example, for our sugar growers, provisions to make sure that they're provided this disaster assistance and in a way that works for them. So that's a big deal. Also a quality loss adjustment. So it's not just for our producers who are losing bushels, but, you know, with all this wet weather, the deterioration in quality, they get docked for that. So I also added a provision for a quality loss adjustment. And then provisions for excess moisture. Some of our producers slipped through the cracks if they weren't hit in the blizzard, but they maybe had their crop freeze in the ground or they had enough rainfall that they're flooded because of that. I make sure I have provisions in there to cover them as well. So a number of these things that we've been hearing from our producers to try to make sure, like you say, that we get them through this tough stretch.
And I know that you've heard from a lot of sugar beet growers. Obviously a challenging year there as well, occasions of crop left in the ground. So you also have some funding for them in this, correct?
Right, exactly. See, the way they work is a little bit different. So even though we had authorized FSA, Department of Ag, to do something for them in the earlier legislation, again, it doesn't work the same way the WIP Plus works for all of our other growers. And so it was both making sure we had enough funding to provide that assistance, which is why, you know, we need that $1.5 billion. And remember, it's not just us. I mean, there are other places around the country that are struggling, too. But the other thing is language that directs the Department of Ag, and specifically FSA, on how to do it so that it works for our sugar growers.
Only about 30 seconds left. What do you want to see come out of the Senate trial on impeachment?
Well, you know, we're working right now to make sure that the process is set up in a clear and a transparent way. But as I told you before, you know, I think that the House Democrats should be focused on getting the work done. The things like we're talking about right now, USMCA, getting our military funded, helping our farmers, all that. That's what we should be working on, not on a future.
Yeah, it's wasted a lot of time. There's no doubt about it, and it continues to be something that the American public doesn't seem too thrilled about, as these poll numbers are not getting any better for the Democrats. Senator, we'll probably talk with you after Christmas. Wish you a happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon.
Merry Christmas, Scott, to you and your listeners. Thanks.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from Hot Springs Spas Bismarck.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee will take up impeachment this morning. The committee is to lay out procedures for tomorrow's debate on the House floor of two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Democratic leaders are aiming for a final vote on those articles sometime later tomorrow. The president accused by Democrats of abusing power and obstructing Congress. Tornadoes strike parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama late yesterday and last night. In Town Creek, Alabama, the police chief says,
we have two fatalities.
Yeah, two
confirmed.
Two confirmed fatalities.
And at least four or five injured.
In western Louisiana, officials say one person is confirmed dead from a tornado that the National Weather Service says cut a 65-mile-long path through that part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not walk. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming.
I hope this is on your calendar before the 22nd. My friends, the Magical Medora Christmas Tour, are coming to a town near you. They're winding down. They're in the last fourth of their schedule here. Wrapped up in Grand Forks last night, and Valley City tonight at 7:30, Wahpeton tomorrow night, Park Rapids on Thursday, two shows in Bloomington on Friday, Saturday in Page at 7:30, and then Sunday, two shows at the Bell in Bismarck, 3 and 7:30. Facebook.com/Medora Christmas for more information. You can go to Medora.com or you can call 1-800-MEDORA-1 for your tickets, for all the information. Five legendary Medora performers, family-friendly holiday show, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, 30 shows in 23 communities. Pretty amazing what's going on there, and I hope you get a chance to see him and see him soon. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Just a bit of news before I go to the comments here, and you can text Todd or me. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Mitch McConnell was just on the Senate floor addressing the request by Chuck Schumer for an impeachment trial, and he ripped them. He ripped them. This usually happened between those two, but he ripped them. I don't know any other way to say it. Is that plain? Is that English for you? Is that? Yeah, it should be. Says that a request by Schumer for a Senate trial would set a nightmarish scenario for impeachment. Says Schumer's approach is dead wrong and a fishing expedition. Yeah. Did you hear those clips? One where Schumer was critical of McConnell for consulting with the White House, because it is, after all, a defense of them, right? And then somebody found Schumer saying, you have to go to the White House. The White House was intricately involved when it was about Clinton. you can't make it up. You really can't. It's just getting ridiculous. Texter says this. probably the only reason Nancy Pelosi liked the USMCA deal is because it showed that they did something during the impeachment inquiry. Yeah, that's why she was holding it all along. It was a political pawn. It was. Another texter says, why do you Trump supporters take it so personal when people criticize or say they don't like Trump?
That one just might work both ways.
Well, let's just be introspective for a second. Do we take things personally?
No. Come back with facts.
Yeah, I don't usually take it personally. I get a little sick of the ridiculous, it doesn't matter what Trump does, it's not good enough. But I don't think that's taking it personally, but I don't know, I could be wrong. I'd like maybe a little more.
Well, I'd like to know what the attitude of USMCA was before Pelosi got on board with, you know, the update, whatever, versus after.
Yeah, I'll give you a good example. This one was a fun one. I was in a cab in Washington, D.C., and it was an Uber, but I did a ride share, you know, because somebody was going my way and there was somebody in there. So I hopped in. I was going down to the White House. And the driver and the person in the back seat had already had a conversation going about, I guess, impeachment or whatever, right? And so I chimed in. I shouldn't do it. I know better, but I thought, you know, I'm not going to pick a fight. I'm just going to sort of ask some questions. So, you know, my question was just simply, why do you think Trump only cares about his personal interest? I mean, he's lost money in his companies. Running for president cost him money. Why do you think that's about him personally? Oh, that whole call, it was all about him. He wanted. Really, it wasn't. It was about. The call was about the 2016 election. No, it wasn't. It was about the 20. How do you know that? How do you folks know that? You're assigning those motives to him. Now, I get it. You don't like him, but you got to recognize there's nothing in that transcript that says it was about the 2020 election. Not to mention, you know, Article 2. He can do whatever he wants. He can say anything he wants. But you know, if you want to say it was wrong or horrible because he was trying to ask for help in an election. So then I said this. Not sure why I did this, but I said, how about Joe Biden in that transcript? Did you find that disturbing? You know, where Joe Biden is saying, if you don't do this by this time, I'm leaving here and you're not getting your money? What transcript are you talking about? Now, I don't know if they were ignorant to it or they really hadn't heard about it. Probably a little bit of both. Because the media doesn't cover it. And that's when I thought, you know, this isn't even a fair fight because these people aren't getting the information they should be getting. You can't make it up. Rick, South Fargo, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about the new budget that I think that Hallstrom didn't talk about this morning, was that federal workers now get paid family leave. And there was no hearings on it or anything. So thanks to the taxpayers, your federal workers now get paid family leave, but if you're in the private business, you probably don't get that.
Yeah, that was put in as, and I think it's been vetted a million different ways because it's been around forever, just never passes. And they included it in some other, you know, in the budget as part of the family leave, which, by the way, they always do one thing or another. You know, I understand why they did it. I believe they think it's very good politics. It's something the Democrats have wanted for a long time. Trump can now claim, hey, I'm the one that did it. Nobody else did. And to the extent that happens in you know, states that are tough, it's great. On the other hand, the idea that we need to mandate that, and then now only at the federal level is a little goofy. So I don't know if you agree or disagree with it, but I think that's the challenge there, Rick. I certainly agree with you there.
Life is pretty hard for working families, that's all I can say. Thanks for taking my call.
You say life is hard for working families? Well, then maybe you agree with it. I'm a little bit mixed on it. I really am. Let's see. Who's next here on line two? Going through a few of these comments at 800-228-0550, 701-367-2054. If Schumer wants a fair process, if a Senate trial happens, does that mean he is admitting the process is not fair in the U.S. House? You'd have to ask him, I guess, but likely true. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, you know, Trump doesn't want to release all that information, but all that we have to do as the public is request that he releases public information to the public. It's that easy. We just have to request it.
What information are you talking about? What are you looking for?
Well, basically what he's not releasing, you know, all the information that is in that White House can come out if we just request it as public taxpayers. And he has no choice, or else he's breaking the Constitution. It's just that simple.
Well, is it your belief that Trump is hiding something in those things? He doesn't want to do it because it will...
No, it's just that he's showing that this government political coercion is not transparent with the public, and we own all the roads, we own all the power lines, and we own all the railroad tracks.
Right, but you can't, for instance, have every meeting between President Trump and, say, the vice president public. Right, you can't have, and so there is something called executive privilege. The president is being very, in my mind, careful about what is released because he doesn't want to burden future presidents, Democrat or Republican, to say anything they ask for, you have to give them. So I think, you know, there's been enough investigations to know, we know as much as we need to know. It's time to get this thing done. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. He has a... I don't know what that is, a giant semi-truck full of these MyPillows that you want to give away if folks stop in, right?
That's right.
So come on by. We're giving one away of those every hour, so get here while they last. We also have Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. We have Mall of America passes, and we have a set of MyPillow towels for the first person that says, I'm going to go in the sauna. I'm going to check it out for 5 minutes. What else do we have? Why should folks come in today?
Well, it's a great day for Every Day Made Better, and we have, you know, you talk about MyPillow and a good night's sleep. Well, nothing will give you a good night's sleep like sitting in a hot tub or sauna before bed because of what it does to the body and how it relaxes it. A lot of game tables, and what's cool about the game tables, we get it. You're probably not going to use it every day, but it's designed to be a beautiful piece of furniture in your home, whether it's a shuffleboard table or pool table. We can design them to fit, you know, your decor in the home. And it's a product, guess what? You don't have to plug it in. It's a game you can play. You don't need to plug in. You don't need a cell phone, you know. Disconnect to reconnect.
Hopefully you're unplugged.
You're unplugged, so
right.
You can reconnect.
Exactly right. And they're fun. As you say, they're sharp. Olhausen runs with great brands as well.
And it's fun, you know, like billiards. There's literally 100 different games you can play. One person can play or 20 people can play at the same time. There's different versions of shuffleboard. And that is a fun game, too. You talk about anybody can play that. You don't have to be, you know, a good billiard player to be good at shuffleboard. Anybody can step in and play, and it's intense and it's fun, and, it, you know, the time just flies by.
Could you buy the one Carson Wentz has in his home?
You sure could. We do Bison, NDSU.
You got Bison right on the felt there, right on the table.
Yeah, well, we made him a whole table with Bison, the wood and everything carved into it, and we can do the same thing with that, or UND, or, you know, we have a bunch up at University of Mary. We did their billiard, their game room
in
products.
The Lehman Vitae Center. It's great, and right off the awesome crow's nest. They're really good. Carson Wentz, by the way, said, I love to sit in my Hot Spring Grande hot tub. It's just a great way to get away for a bit. Relax, get my mind right for the next game.
Well, yeah, and, you know, he takes a beating, but we do too in daily life. I don't care who you are. This life beats you up, and by the time 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night rolls around, you know, we got to make a living for our families. We got to do everything life throws at you. This is a great way to get away from the, like I said, the cruel, cold world for 20 to 30 minutes a day where you can reboot. You can become whole again. You can feel better physically. You're better mentally. You're better relationally, and it's the right thing to do.
No interest, no payments for a year, or you can go 5-year financing and you have the first year no interest. You want to pay it down. I mean, it's some good deals. The payments are low.
Yeah, if you think about it, you know, just having a hot tub, you can get into it for as little as $3 a day.
Cup of coffee a day.
That's it.
I love it.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's On Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's On Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, go Bison!
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time, Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hennon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible Lutefest dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat, Lutefest, and all the fixins'. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or online at juventours.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live at Hot Springs Spas at Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, North Dakota. We are at the location on the Bismarck Expressway, 2706 Rock Island Place. They're in West Fargo, too, at 1620 13th Avenue East in West Fargo, 1844 South Washington in Grand Forks, and right next to 1910 South Broadway, right next to Ryan Chev in Minot, North Dakota. Somebody just texted, do they have shuffleboards? You have shuffleboards, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds. I mean, four or five different styles on display and different sizes. And you know what? It's a great piece of furniture that doesn't take up a lot of room in reality.
And we just had a gentleman who was, must have been, he had some kind of FR on. So he was doing some kind of, you know, work on the road.
Yeah.
Construction of some kind, yeah. I guess. And comes in with all the gear and heads for the sauna for 5 minutes so he can pick up a set of My Pillow towels. How about that?
Yeah, it was awesome. He came out of there with a smile on his face. I mean, you don't realize what 170 degrees feels like until you actually experience it.
Exactly right. You ask us, and we'll give you a My Pillow as well. Mike Lindell sent a few of those along today. Mall of America passes, Grassroots. We'll be here through the. We're going to be here till 5 o'clock today. So you can come in anytime between five. While it lasts, the stuff is yours. So come on by, even if it's through the lunch hour or whatever you'd like. Mitch McConnell, the Senate GOP leader, has been on the floor of the Senate rejecting the proposal of the minority leader Chuck Schumer. Thank goodness. Vowing not to pursue a fishing expedition. Here's a little of what he said, and then we'll go to our callers that are waiting to weigh in here.
They threatened to impeach the president if they had to go to court at all. That intentional political decision is the reason why the House is poised to send the Senate the thinnest, least thorough presidential impeachment in our nation's history.
Not good. It's not a compliment coming from Mitch McConnell there. In any way, shape, and or form. Steve, headed north on I-29, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to comment on these people that are critical of, oh, the Trump supporters can't take any criticism of Trump, and I don't think that's the case at all. It comes back to the hypocrisy of the critiques are just embarrassing. You know, so their Trump card is, he put children in cages. Well, the reality of that is that the Democrats passed laws that basically said if you bring kids to the border, you get in free. So what happened, the coyotes and others would get people to round up kids that weren't theirs, bring them to the border, passing them off as their children. And tragically, many of these children were abused horribly. So when they get to the border, you have to separate the adults from the children to vet whom belongs to whom and who is related to whom. That's what they're doing. But they will not present those facts, and they just go children in cages. It's pathetic and embarrassing, and they do it all the time, and we're supposed to say, oh, yeah, you're right, he's bad. And then take it another step farther, Obama built the doggone facilities, and he was doing it for years.
One thing I would say, I agree with everything you said, but I think there's a reason behind all of that, and I think it's one thing that the Democrats are heads and tails better than the Republicans. Everything they do is done through a political prism. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's methodical. Okay? They are about that's the only way they win, in my view, is if they continue to game the system politically. So it isn't, I'm going to roll up my sleeves, go and do what I promised I would do. It's political. It's maneuvering. It's a game. That's constantly what they're doing. So I think you're right, but I think that's why they do what they do.
And then the hypocrisy of, you know, quote, business transactions. You look at Obama's history. It's embarrassing and pathetic. He was a community organizer, which is code for racketeering. That's what it is. You extort money out of people. You know, that's what you do. His wife had a no-show job at some hospital, and then he buys some piece of land from his neighbor for like one-fifth the value. That's called a bribe. You know, and again, I'm not saying Donald Trump's peer is the wind-driven snow, but to pretend like Barack Obama or virtually anyone else that has been in president is the one without sin and can cast all the stones is embarrassing.
True enough. It does. It does drive you to distraction sometimes. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Berea. Am I saying that right?
Berea.
Berea. You know, I always mess that up. Gene, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
God bless you.
You had just said it's time to get this over. Okay, the Democrats have handed the Republicans a Christmas gift. And no, it's not time to get it over. It's time to get it in the Senate, and it should be just the beginning. They need to go for the jugular vein. Nothing, you know, this needs to go and be prosecuted on their side. They need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Appreciate that comment, Gene, very much. And I get what you're saying. I mean, by not dragging it out, by taking the opportunity to set the record straight, you are enhancing the political damage from this circus on the Democrats. No doubt about that. Quick comment from Jim in Bismarck. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on that federal family leave after the birth. That's
sure.
Kind of fun a little bit, because it doesn't say that they get an additional 12 weeks of paid leave. All it says is you can't deny their annual or sick leave.
Which you'd hope some employer would.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.